be in this room unless next Sunday turns out to be not so nice. Ruth, what happens if it rains next Sunday?
If it rains, your drinks to Portal Foster at 10 o'clock. We hold it long. But otherwise, come to the current site at the intersection of Gammon and Raymond Roads. I wonder if there's anyone here who doesn't know where that is. If you have a problem with where the current site is, why don't you see after the service and give you directions. And bring a blanket for your family if you try to get something. And park on Raymond Road, and then you walk up this dirt road. It's about a distance of a block. And I'm sure you'll see people there. And bring musical instruments and pipes to the music. You see the intersection of Dan and Raymond Road.
And it says, I've traveled one halfway around this country. It's from Tucson, Arizona. And I still haven't found anyone who's as nice as the gang at Prairie. Moving on, moving out, only one chance to sing and shout. Love, Joe. Going into Mexico to convert the heathens.
That's nice that we heard from one of our members. Brad or Micah, have you known?
Well, I have two or three folks. One of them is your last chance. If you're not a member, this is your last time in which you can join members. Sign a membership book if you want a member this spring. The second one is a tool. I would like to know, we put it, as most of you know, for the last 3 weeks, we have had coffee brewing, so it was ready before the service, and then we've asked them to get it during the service, and then it's ready again after. I'd like to know how many of you like this way, and how many don't, so we know about policy for this fall. How many of you approve of that method, as long as the coffee's ready before the service? Well, I just don't approve that, sorry. Okay, I'm not going to count hands. How many disapprove? Just wanted to be able to get up at the time. The other thing is that during the parish, at the parish meeting last whatever night it was, I lost a little booklet called Unitarian Prairie. It was sort of pamphlet, like a stage movie, and then it's a pamphlet. And if anybody found it. Did anybody pick it up or take it home? It appears to be the first one I have. Okay, thanks.
Barbara Willard has it.
Today is the deadline for the last regular newsletter, so anybody's got something good to get to me by this evening. And you might give consideration to the fact that the next newsletter, there will be one in June, and we're not going on a two-week schedule for the summertime. So if you have anything even fairly remote, I'd better know about it now.
We have
an announcement.
Vote as an announcement.
Yes. If I can make my voice work well enough. This is about the new summer series of concerts at First Society, which starts this coming Friday, May 28th, and will be every Friday thereafter, including July 16th. That's the last one. As you probably know from previous concerts, these are high-class concerts that we have on these summer series. Very, very good music and very good artists, Madison's finest. I think that one of these will be posted on your bulletin board so that you can look over the details. But I hope a lot of people will be able to do this. It's very cheap. 8 concerts for $10. And they are really worth twice that. The what's the other thing I wanted to say? Well, the first concert, I might tell you, includes Mary Galbraith, whom I don't know, soprano, with Kay Lindblad at piano. Also, a Telemann trio sonata, the two Paolos, and Ellsworth Snyder play that. And Debussy, 3 songs by Eva Wright, soprano. Now, I don't know her either, and I'm very anxious to hear that concert myself.
Just tell them about the single price. Single price.
Oh, yes. And if there are seats left, you know, if we don't sell enough series seats to fill the house, you can get in for $1.50 to each individual concert. Which I'd just like to tell you all of these wonderful
No.
All right, it'll be on the bulletin board.
Looks like
the press is very fire. The setting of the First Unitarian Society is such that the music sounds special and elegant and marvelous there. I heard Chuck Young kind of laughing at the good music because
high class
because he sometimes represents
well, we couldn't make it anyway. We're all going to be on account.
Are there other announcements?
I have 2 announcements, and one is
terrifically significant this morning. In the bowl are the gifts that people have already written. And here are cards and pencils, which I'd like to pass around so that you can all write a gift, which might be picked up by most anyone, and put your gift when it's done in that bowl.
Need examples. There's a free marriage
in there. Here's some more pencils. And my other announcement is that someone I just met this morning said that building relationships is important. I'm promoting an opportunity to build relationships at a singles camp at Lake Geneva from June 27th to July 4th. There's one flyer about it hanging on a railing out there, and other than that, you can see, oh, there are a lot of extra ones. Pick up the green flyer if you're interested. Thanks, Grant.
We're delighted to have the church school members here, and some of their teachers who've been laboring valiantly in the basement all these years, months or whatever. What? Rachel?
Specific answers.
Oh.
It's usually the first Sunday after Labor Day.
The first Sunday after Labor Day, for me. But anyway, there will be several activities this summer, and I assume all of you will be notified about those several activities, and that they will be in the prairie fire. Paul?
Friday,
usually on Saturdays,
so we're getting a Friday
because we're going out for a week. 18th or 18th. Where is that, Lynn? We're going to meet at our house. We're going out to a tree. Yeah. This is first. That's great. That's my 40th birthday. Where's everybody from?
Robert Tyler just came in. He's going to meet with some of you right after this service. Anybody would like to talk with Robert about the Dillard or controversy with the state agency, his initials are Dillard. Further announcements. I'd like to say that the year has been made more pleasant by the work of many who serve on committees and as committee chairpersons and the like. And because of our three lay ministers, today is the last of the services to be conducted by Annis Pratt, the third and last of our three lay ministers. say, pleased some of us have been by this.
Perry just came in, so I want to say something. First lay minister this year. I'm not real good on this kind of group interaction thing. I've had to imitate other people in order to figure out what to do with her. That may not be obvious on the surface, but it's true. This is a recycling of Anna's Pratt into somebody who relates to other people. And I've been imitating his ministry, and I've been trying to pick up and imitate Dan Willard's personality. those are too little.
It doesn't show.
Anyway, sorry about that, but I've been working real hard on it to bring to you something of what has already been inspired into Prairie by some other people. And another person I've been imitating and trying to become a little more like is Mary Lou Deal. In case you haven't noticed, this has been a co-ministry. Because I couldn't have done all those wonderful zany little games and rituals she cooked up. That was definitely something I got from her. Now, Ron Slaybaugh isn't here, and he was the one who gave me the idea of this song, or I picked it up from him. And I don't know whether you've noticed it, but the entire theme, Sunday by Sunday, has been based on this happiness runs in a circular motion thing. Not just the obvious ones about cycles, but the thought is a little boat, like a little boat upon the sea. The whole business Mary Lou Deal's got about turning the one side of your brain off and the other side on. You know, there's the sea and there's thought. And turning your intellect off and turning your visual side on. Everybody is a part of everything anyway was the theme for the Sunday when we all turned into animals and Warren turned into a goose. Other people turned into snakes. Or was it a duck? It was a goose. And other people had snake babies. And that was based on that. And then, that was You Can Be Anything You Want Yourself to Be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. Was the original title to the Swiss Cheese Wormholes and Talking Bicycles week. So, to recycle this, we've got a problem because Ron has gone someplace and we don't know where he is. Baron and I, who have different versions of this song, are going to try to lead you. And so first we'll just hope to rely on your memory of it, and then we'll go right down the middle and do it as a round. Okay, you come up here. We're really in funny shape because I also can't sing.
Yeah.
Okay, you
can
hear
his tune.
Because I think you're different tune. Come on
up. Come on up. Good idea. Okay, it's happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Is this right? Everybody is a part of everything anyway.
You can be anything if you let yourself
be. You can be anything if you let yourself be. And then happiness runs. Happiness runs. And we will let you lead it here. Please.
Great job.
And we'll sing to
him. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can be anything you let yourself be. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs.
That's the way it goes. Now, here we go. Let's go down the middle. And help. You lead this side over here. We'll lead this side over here. All right. We can start them off. Okay.
Happiness runs in a circular motion. Happiness in a
motion. All right. Now, wait a minute. Start
me. We will start when you get to the end of the first line.
No, the second line.
The end of the second line. Okay.
All right. Here we go again.
Who's leading?
Happiness runs in a circular motion, float like a little boat on the sea. Happiness runs in a circular motion, floats like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can be anything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs and happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can be anything you let yourself be. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs.
Great! Hold on, that's the point, you see. It never stops. It never stops. I've also never done anything like that. Now,
let's see, we have various people needing to be recognized. Where is the there we go. Okay, teacher recognition?
Well, this year there were 10 people involved in the Sunday school, and I think 8 of them spent the whole year there. And Terry Lawrence wrote a poem a few years ago and shared it with me and said I could share it with you. I think it has a lot to do with the way we like to relate to kids. It was written to her eldest son, and it goes, "Child of early love, who walked along with me when you were small, secure to hold my hand, and ask me what and where, when, how. Now you're tall, and do the telling. I stand and watch you leap, stretching the binds of love so tight until they snap and send us free. This is the way our teachers help to be with our kids." Megan spent this year in the nursery. Those kids who seem to grow larger and younger.
Throw into the lake at the Davidson's water party. Thank you.
idea is to have a kind of a discussion. Maybe I better get us so I can see who wants to discuss. We've got a couple of things that people want to talk about. One was whether or not anybody wanted to share kind of a peak experience they've had or a mystical experience or something like that. And the other was to talk about moving. So maybe first I'll open the floor for peak experiences by giving you an example of something that I think is proof that there is everybody is a part of everything anyway, and you can be anything you want yourself to be, or everything is alive with an enormous life. At the women's picnic, I was sitting with Livall, and Livall had this thing about foliated woodpeckers, we talked about what we were going to put on our cards, and I said, gee, Livall, if I would never have the opportunity of seeing a foliated woodpecker, which I would like to see, if by never having the opportunity of seeing it, you could see one, I'd be willing never to see one. And then I went to the bathroom, and I had a long sit. And while I was in there, there was all this yelling and shouting going on, and all these women out there. Well, by the time I came back out, the affiliated woodpecker was gone.
Thank you,
and it's an example of, thank you. Welcome to the affiliated woodpecker. It's an example that things hear us, they really do. There's a kind of historical piece of Unitarianism in Wales called immanentism, which is the idea that whatever there is alive and kicking inside nature, opposed to transcendentalism, where it's all up there. So I think that affiliated woodpecker was like Terry Lawrence's caribou. It hurt me. Does anybody else have something like that, is your hand up? Yeah, Fran?
Well, I have another caribou. I'm sure it's all natural. It's got a very natural explanation. About 5 years ago, we moved out very cherished plants of the English style, the plant that had scent, smelled like violets of a human yard. And the plant is very carefully in a shaved spot along the board where I thought they'd be happy. And the first year they bloomed like it. The next year they didn't bloom and there were a couple, and the next year they were gone totally. Absolutely gone. Yes, gone. And that went on now for this is the third year. This year, suddenly in the yard, in two different places, 30 feet from where they had been planted, are patches like this of those beautiful scented English violets, and they're out in the lawn, in the sun, where they get vocal. And I gather that I wasn't so happy to be. And I don't know how they got from there to there. Sure, they don't bloom, and they don't have the seeds that the violet has. They're kind of flower. And to me, that was
last week. I've been on interview trips in various portions of the East. And Julie's theory is that you gather any 20 people at random from any place, and there will be several connections among them. And in Boston, meeting some people for an interview that I had never met before, there was a strange connection among us in that we knew the same people from some totally improbable place. And it happened to me again in Toledo. And it just amazes me that I should go someplace where I expected to know absolutely nobody. And there was a connection between us. It took several links, but there we were, knowing people that we had no right to know in common. We did, and it was nice.
Yeah.
I had a discussion with friends who make a habit of I've never done that before, and I decided to do what I usually do, some kind of a thing. Next day, I
authors. Like, I was the head of the Doris Lessing Seminar in the Modern Language Association, which is a professional meeting. There was this other poor woman who was the head of the Joyce Carol Oates Seminar, and she looked up from her dreadfully academic notes, I think it was in Christmas meeting in 1973, and saw Joyce Carol Oates sitting there, and she frantically... Joyce Carol Oates wrote the story up, a kind of a satire about what it felt like going to the Joyce Carol Oates Seminar. And I was terrified to meet Doris Lessing. I would have otherwise liked...
And until this year, I was safe and secure because the DNR said, you can't do that. At least Madison said, you can't do that. And then last year, I helped her try to help Barbara with a testimonial to the effect that I could pull weeds out by hand around her here. And I did. And it's work, and it takes a lot of time. And now all of a sudden, one of the Madison judges, Dane County judges, has said, we'll just go for Aquafol and Ditran. And in our neighborhood on Winona, I probably would be the only holdout. And everybody else to the east and the west of us is going to go for Aquafol and Ditran. Costs a little money. We're going to have a prairie party there in the summer, and we're going to have another fair, which we're the host for a Midwest sitting regional regatta in our yard. And now do I stand for my principles and say, don't put that nasty stuff in the only place in Winona, take weeds out by hand, stand for what I said to Barbara? Do I succumb? My dilemma.
For me, you have a third part. You could ask for help.
Yeah.
How many of you would come out there and pitch weeds every day for 6 weeks? It's kind of a bad process. You
just
do it every day.
Just doing it at the prairie party wouldn't quite do it.
Herbicides do drip. Your neighbor.
Well, I can't even get my little sunfish out except by going. So unless you have terrific, you can with a strong sailboat, but a small boat is blocked. And the nasty thing about this, you know, they're claiming that they're going to control weeds for 150 feet out from shore. Now, this means that the weed cutter won't come in. The weed cutter has been coming in to the end of our pier, which is about 60 feet from shore. So the weed cutter won't come in closer than 150 feet. And you can't. It really is a very unhappy situation.
How long have you had this problem?
What, with weeds?
Weed problem.
Well, Henry, it's historically a great long. Yeah, but there was Aquathol used until about
69, 68.
This is too long. It's too, it interferes. Yeah.
But if it's a problem, it would be nice to be able to mobilize urban people into doing it, but it sounds like a ritual that would be too heavy.
It can't be. It can't. It's impractical. You can't do it.
Kathy said something about moving it, and actually she didn't say anything about moving. Kathy signed the book, and she's thinking seriously of moving. But there was something you said that the water was coming dark last week, and that is when you went, you found that there were all these connections. And Dorothy, I put together something you said to me, and I think it came out. The way it came out was that really nobody moves. Because once we are met forever, and the moment of our meeting endures, and therefore it goes with us, and therefore we don't move. And is that a proper recycling of what you said about moving?
I like it. Yeah.
there are various people who are moving. Ron Slaybaugh and Pat Johnson are going. Ken Neuberg is seriously thinking of going. Lilo Kale is going and seriously thinking of staying. And so, moving, traveling, maybe not coming back. And is there anybody else here who feels that they are leaving, who are moving? Yeah. The Freedmans might be. And I think it's well to keep in mind that once you have been together, those circles are established permanently. And I think that can sort of take some of the pain out of leaving a group of people. Yeah.
Yeah, this, someone hit her hand up right there.
Oh, Pat. Yeah. Where are you going to go?
I'd like to say that I'm going, but I'm not going away. I'm pioneering for you people to come and follow this.
Oh, well, maybe we will. Now, we're going to do a couple of dances, and the first one that we're going to do is a moving dance that we've made out of the Take My Hands and Sister We Love, Take My Hands and Brother We Love, and don't go yet. The second one is another one Hermine is going to lead, and after that we're going to sing that old-time religion in a circle. But before we do that, I want to say, well, there are two other music groups. How many shape note singers are here? And how many recorded playing group people are here? I just want to thank them for everything that they've done for us this time to really give us music. The first time I saw Hermine lead a dance, I thought this poem from T.S. Eliot, and I want to read it to you before we break up and do our dancing part. In that open field, if you do not come too close, if you do not come too close, on a summer midnight you can hear the music of the weak pipe and the little drum, and see them dancing around the bonfire, the association of man and woman. And then all the sexual parts in Middle English, I don't know why. In dancing is signifying a matrimonie, a dignified and commodious sacrament, two and two necessarie conjunction, holding each other by the hand or the arm, which betokeneth concord. Round and round the fire, leaping through the flames, are joined in circles, rustically solemn or in rustic laughter, lifting heavy feet and clumsy shoes, earth feet, long feet, lifted in country mirth, mirth of those long since under earth, nourishing the corn. Keeping time, keeping the rhythm in their dancing and in their living in the living seasons, the time of the seasons and the constellations, the time of milking and the time of harvest, the time of the coupling of man and woman, and that of beasts. Feet rising and falling, eating and drinking. Now, I think Hermine is probably going to want to explain the dances while you're all sitting down, or would you like to have them push back?
And let me get all the gifts into the bowl.
Is everybody, because if they have them, they'll clean up for everybody to have. Is there anybody who still needs pencils and cards? Okay, you
I was reading the AAU news, you know.
AARP news?
No, the Unitarian Universalist.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to recognize that problem.
On the front page down toward the left-hand corner, I've read the name Reverend Mr. Rexford something.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of my very earliest memories. The minister of the Universalist Church.
Now I want to ask Hugh Pappies and Lebo Kale and the people who we expect to be moving to lead off the Take My Hands and Brother in Love, Take My Hands and Sister in Love hands, as Hermine will explain it to us. At the end, when you stand in everybody's hand and the whole congregation, you come up and get your gift, starting with the people who are moving, and then everybody here should be able to get one of these cards that has some really zany presents on them. Do you need a phone? What are you going to do?
Okay, can
I write a letter?
You all remember, many of you were here at the Shaker service, which Barbara and Ruth arranged. The ending, or near the end, was the little ceremony in which we took hands sequentially in lines. Well, today, if you weren't here, relax, because it isn't that hard to learn. But today we're going to do this same small movement ceremony in a circle. And in order to form a circle, we need people to pick up their things, put them out of the way, push the chairs back, and come into the circle.
Thank you.
Oh, the summer tide is coming.
September.